out.
Slipstream.
Oh.
Radio.
Uh-huh.
Good morning, kids, and welcome to Radio Slipstream, and welcome to 2009. Oh, yeah. We're in the future now, baby. And we are all interested in the future, because that is where we will spend the rest of our lives. But it's a new year, a new edition of Radio Slipstream. The slimmed down version now. You'll notice from here on out, the shows are going to be 1 hour long, not two. The execs have determined that it'll land us more potential listeners, and it'll also land us more releases, because it'll be a lot easier to get through one. And so we're predicting more than double the amount of releases, which will in total increase the amount of musical output from the show. And that's the serious benefit, the one we're all really concerned about. So just to get that out of the way, welcome to today's show. This one's not one for the kids. As you'll notice, several bands on here have curse words in their names because they're so cool. They're just above not doing that. Also, none of them are American, so they probably figured they had a better chance of ever being heard with a curse word in their name if they weren't American. Right now, you're listening to Fuck Buttons. They're from Australia, those crazy criminals. And last year, way back in 2008, they released an album called Street Horsing. That's horsing with three R's for some reason. And this track is called Sweet Love for Planet Earth. Hope you enjoyed here on the Slipstream. Stay tuned to the website for some This Was 2008 Best of Albums, Top Songs kind of stuff a la last year. But no set ETA on that. I like to sit on that for a while till I'm sure of my decisions. Here's the Fuck Buttons. was Holy Fuck with Royal Gregory from their cleverly titled LP. They are from Toronto, a jam, a dance band of sorts. Very, very cool sort of concept, I think a little unique, just a little unique, sort of just going with the flow and throwing down those dancey jams sort of in a very organic way, as opposed to the way a lot of those dance types put it out. A lot of fun to see live too, saw them at Lolafest earlier this year, and that was a good decision on my part. And before Holy Fuck, you had Snowman with We Are the Plague from The Horse, The Rat, and The Swan. They are from Australia, and pounding deep, pretty awesome stuff there. Very intenseness. Some intenseness over this last set of music, you may have noticed. And before that, Snowman, you had Grails with Predestination Blues from Doomsdare's Holiday. Great album. Came out 2008, of course. Did I say this year before? If I say this year at all today, I probably mean 2008 if it's in reference to an album release date. Because not playing anything from 2009. I'm not that forward thinking. And this is all just stuff I've had in the queue for months, a lot of it. Because of the slow release schedule we've been suffering from here at the Slipstream. Anyway, starting that off, the Fuck Buttons with Sweet Love for Planet Earth. Now, I apologize if I made it seem like every band would have a swear word in the title today. It's just three, and we're going to get rid of them, starting with this next one. Not get rid of them, I mean, you know, get done with them, so you can get your kids back listening. But this is another band from Toronto. Like, Holy Fuck, this band is called Fucked Up. They're a little more hardcore, into the slightly tinging into metal, which is not something I listen to a lot, but in some situations I can be made to and am happy to. They're sort of hardcore punk, post-hardcore kind of stuff, and their album came out in 2008, last year, called The Chemistry of Common Life, and it really was quite a good one. I've heard their earlier album, Hidden World, is also really good. I'm going to have to check into that, definitely. But in the meantime, you're going to be listening to Fucked Up with Son of the Father here on Radio Slipstream.
Fire!
very quickly now. That was Thomas Function, Snake in the Grass, self-titled 2008. Love is All, New Beginnings, 100 Things to Keep Me Up at Night, 2008. Fucked Up, Son of the Father, The Chemistry of Common Life, 2008. And now you're going to hear a song from a great little band I've come to know recently called The Gaslight Anthem. Their sound really just takes me right back to the 90s and that alternative rock on FM 96 that I grew up listening to. From their album, The 59 Sound, I would argue it's more the 98 sound, but what have you, this is Great Expectations.
We need this so bad.
And that was another band from Toronto. We've had at least three so far. Good with the Canadian content. The CRTC would be proud of me were I actually being broadcast right now. But I don't really want to care about making the CRTC proud, so never mind. I'll take that back. But that was the Rural Alberta Advantage with Don't Haunt This Place from their album Hometowns. Really quite a great album. That silence was me trying to figure out how to describe it without thinking about it in advance, because this is not scripted, ladies and gentlemen. It's good and stuff. It really sort of has good songs. The vocals sound a little bit like Jeff Mangum from Neutral Milk Hotel, but different. The drumming is very good drumming. Nice listening to emotion, variety of songs, but consistency. Really just a fantastic album. One of my favorite of last year, even. Speaking of that, Great Expectations, the 59 sound. Grown on me a lot. We're going to see how far it grows before the top 2008 albums countdown. The only thing holding this album back is that a lot of the songs are maybe too similar. We don't want to judge. Well, you know, face it, we do. Anyway, here you're going to have some more music. And you know what's funny? This is the last set of tracks already. Isn't that insane? Is it? No, it's not that insane, but it's pretty weird for the show to be over this soon. Granted, you got four pretty long songs coming up. So don't be too sad. But the first one's going to be by Ockerville River. They're a band. They release music. Sometimes they release quite good music. Actually, quite often. This year they came out with an album called The Stand-Ins. It was sort of a follow-up to last year's The Stage Names. They did that last year with Black Sheep Boy, where they released Black Sheep Boy Appendix afterwards. So sort of tying up loose ends, some tracks they had lying around that they thought, you know, they're pretty good. A lot of the Ockerville River fanboys, of course, think that this is one of the best albums of the year. To me, you could tell it was just tying up loose ends, but some of the songs on it were quite great. And this one is the first track on the album. It's called Lost Coastlines. And, you know, pay attention to the lyrics. They're good at that. Pay attention to the music, because that's why you're listening to the show. And enjoy the song, okay? Just enjoy the song. Thank you. It's a lot to me.
Shoreline receding. Ticket in my hand, I'm thinking, wish I didn't hand it in. Cause who said sailing is fine? Leaving behind all the faces that I might replace if I tried on that long ride. Looking deep inside, but I don't wanna look so deep inside, yeah.
Sit down on the prow to wave by. There might not be another star further on the line. Look out at each town that glides by. And there's another crowd to drown in crying.
Sail out on orders from him, but
actually seen has been mapped or outlined. We don't recognize the names upon these signs.
Every night finds us rocking and rolling on waves wide and wide. Well, we have lost our way. Nobody's gonna say it. Oh!
airport line. I'm sure there must be something in you. We ride again, I won't pretend. Thank you.
I'm Sorry. What a fantastic song. That's all I can say. Is what a great, great track. I haven't even heard the album it's from yet, but I definitely will. That was Strange Overtones by David Byrne and Brian Eno reuniting after many years with an album called Everything That Happens Will Happen Today. Don't know if that's an optimistic or a pessimistic statement. Might just be a statement. And in before that, Department of Eagles with No One Does It Like You from In Ear Park. Department of Eagles is a project that consists of a dude named Fred Nicholas, who cares, and Daniel Rawson, also a member of Grizzly Bear. Definitely you can hear some relation to the sound of Grizzly Bear. And definitely keep your eyes open, because Grizzly Bear is going to be releasing a new album this year. And you just gotta think it's probably gonna be awesome. It is up there with my most anticipated records of 2009, alongside Massive Attack, who will probably actually release it. And not to mention, kinda interested to see where U2's gonna go with their new one. Can't lie. Because I've always been a huge fan, except lately where I don't really care anymore, but always still interested. Anyway, and before that, The Week That Was with The Airport Line. The Week That Was is self-titled little release from dude behind Field Music. So, interesting sound there. Similar sound. Sort of that chamber pop, very British sounding style. And setting that off, Aucherville River with Lost Coastlines from The Stand-Ins. And you know what? That's it. That's the show. I'm not going to send you out on another song. It's just going to end right as soon as I say it will. And pow! See you next time. Hope you had a happy new year. Hope you were safe. And keep on listening to those tunes, man. Uh-huh.